during the Scuds era, I was finishing my MFA in the creative writing program at UMass. And one of the poets who, this Swedish poet named Tomas Tranströmer, was just blowing my mind. I could not get enough of him. And one of the things that always struck me about him was, and I was reading it in translation, so to be fair, I was getting a translation of his words, excuse me. But one of the features of his poetry that just knocked me on my ass was his economy and the way he could take one little image, and instead of trying to cram the whole world into this line of poetry, he'd take something that was very visual and a very evocative image and let that do all the talking. So he wasn't telling you, he wasn't cramming a story into an image. He was letting an image tell its own little story. And oftentimes that's shadowy and it's not like a super narrative line, a storyline, but you get the vibe. You get the feeling of it from the image. And for me, I always love that. I never, like, if I don't know how much of my music you know, but I don't have too many songs that are stories. Like, I went down to the thing and I picked up this thing and I met this thing and then I went over here, and I don't have many, many songs like that at all. Most of them are kind of images dappled throughout, you know, images that are hopefully evocative, that give you the sense of the story. And I've always felt that, not a vagueness, but a kind of a being, leaving it open, for my money, makes me as a listener feel more connected, because the song gets pasted on me more easily. You know, when you leave it, you let the images just do the talking rather than impose your story onto them. It makes, if I'm a listener of music or if I'm a reader of poetry, that kind of visual, simple technique allows me to connect to it in my own way. Do you know what I mean?